Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. A Fairfield brother and a sister have been formally charged in connection with the vandalism of local church this past weekend. 33-year-old Jonathan S. Stanley and his sister, 24-year-old Kenzie B. Stanley, have been formally charged with criminal damage to property for allegedly spray-painting graffiti on the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church in rural Jasper Township. The incident was investigated by the Wayne County Sheriff's Department on Sunday. Officers were notified by church officials that surveillance cameras captured the suspects in the act. A review of the video led authorities to Jonathan and Kenzie Stanley as their prime suspects. Police documents revealed the vandalism included vulgarities, along with references to at least two biblical scriptures. During questioning, the suspect told investigators that, quote, a fire had been building up, unquote, since their family was kicked out of the church more than 20 years ago. The church pastor, Troy Shook, told police he did want to pursue charges against the two. Both were arrested on Tuesday on a felony charge of criminal damage to property. Both posted $2,520 cash bond and have been released from custody pending a court appearance. Most of the graffiti has already been removed from the historic church established in 1892. White County State's Attorney Denton Aud reports several defendants being sentenced Wednesday during appearances in White County Circuit Court at Carmine. Brandon Randall, 39, of Ina, has been sentenced to 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 2 felony charge of unlawful delivery of methamphetamine. His case was investigated by agents of the Southern Illinois Drug Task Force. Randall will have to serve another 2 years of parole once he gets out of jail. Michael Stephen Allen, 36, of Carmine, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison on a Class 3 felony conviction of being in possession of methamphetamine. He'll have to serve another year of parole once he gets out of jail. The White County Sheriff's Department investigated that case. Miranda K. Fritchley, 21, of Albion, has been sentenced to 30 months in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 4 felony charge of obstruction of justice. Fritchley had previously been placed on probation in the case. However, it was revoked, with the new sentence being imposed Wednesday. Carmine City Police investigated that case. And 33-year-old Kyle W. O'Neill of Evansville, Indiana, has been sentenced to concurrent 2-year prison sentences on convictions of possession of methamphetamine, aggravated fleeing or eluding, and aggravated assault. O'Neill will have to serve another year of parole once he gets out of prison. Carmine City Police arrested O'Neill with the assistance of the White County Sheriff's Department and Grayville City Police. More news after this.
We know what it took to build your business, and we know what it takes to protect it. Our knowledgeable and friendly insurance professionals can customize a West Bend policy to meet your specific needs. A personalized business policy from West Bend is backed by exceptional service and provides you with peace of mind today, so you can focus on your future. To find out more about a business insurance policy from West Bend, contact me, Henry Simmers, at CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
You have years of memories in your home. The most valuable things you'll ever own. Let us help you protect what matters most. West Bend's Home and Highway Policy provides you with one policy, one bill, one deductible, and one agent while protecting your home, your car, truck, boat, motorcycle, snowmobile, and more. All with no hassle and a portion of your annual premium back in cash if you don't have a claim. To find out more, contact CSI Insurance in Fairfield at 842-2193.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering Ever Alert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
Local pharmacist and Fairfield community leader Ed Potts suffered an apparent heart attack at his home Tuesday morning. Mr. Potts was taken by ambulance to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, where he received emergency medical care and then was airlifted to Deaconess Hospital in Evansville, where he is now recuperating. Ed has been the longtime operator of the medicine shop on West Main Street in Fairfield. Fairfield Memorial Hospital has received a certificate of the redesignation as an acute stroke-ready hospital. This was issued by the Illinois Department of Public Health. An acute stroke-ready hospital is a hospital that has been designated by the department as meeting the criteria for providing emergent stroke care. The designation may be provided after a hospital has been certified or through application and designation as an acute stroke-ready hospital. In order to become designated as an acute stroke-ready hospital, Fairfield Memorial Hospital was required to submit data to the state to indicate their ability to treat stroke patients according to the national standards of care. Hunters and trappers in Illinois killed a preliminary total of 318 bobcats during the state of Illinois' bobcat hunting and trapping season that wrapped up February the 15th. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources said that permit holders salvaged another 40 roadkill bobcats during the same season. A total of 1,000 permits were issued to hunters and trappers for the season. That's up from the 500 permits given out during the 2016-17 season, the first year of legal bobcat hunting in Illinois since the 1970s. A total of 141 bobcats were harvested or salvaged during the 2016-17 season. Among counties in our region, Wayne County hunters or trappers took 13 big cats, White County 3, Richland County 2, Saline County 4, Hamilton County 3, and Edwards County 1. Bobcat hunting or trapping is prohibited in all or parts of 36 Illinois counties, including Logan County. The next bobcat hunting season will start November the 10th, and run through February the 15th of next year. Hunters and trappers may apply for permits through the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website, but no earlier than September. Identity theft was the top complaint that consumers made to the Illinois Attorney General's office last year. Attorney General Lisa Madigan released the annual list this week identifying identity theft as ranking number one for the first time since 2007 with more than 2,500 complaints. Madigan's office attributed the jump to last year's large Equifax data breach. In total, about 147.9 million Americans have been impacted by Equifax's data breach. It remains the largest data breach of personal information in the country's history. The number two slot went to education-related complaints involving student loan debt, loan counseling, or for-profit schools. Other complaint topics included consumer debt, construction and home improvement, telecommunications, and vehicle sales, among others. Overall, the Illinois Attorney General's office received 24,700 complaints this past year. More news after this.
It's tax time savings at Eubinger's Furniture Company. Right now, you can save hundreds of dollars on mattress sets, sectionals, sofas, and bed sets. In other words, just about everything you're looking for. And remember to ask about Eubinger's free delivery and free financing options. So if you want to spruce up your house, then now is the time to hurry in to take advantage of these huge discounts at the Tax Time Savings Event, only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive, Highway 50 East Flora.
Get what you want and nothing else when you order a la carte internet from Wabash Communications. Wabash Communications is now able to offer a la carte internet called broadband only with fast download and upload speeds, reliable service, and unlimited data usage. No phone services required for our broadband only plans. Our broadband only menu includes packages up to 1 gig download. Call us at 665-3311 now to order. Service availability and internet speed will depend on location. Contact us for details.
A number of items salvaged from the Wayne City High School Ag building that burned last January will eventually be put up for sale. School officials say they sifted through all the ashes and recovered some items from the fire. Although some of those items were salvaged, none of it can be brought back into the school. The Wayne City Alumni Association sorted and organized the items and now have plans to sell them during their annual FFA banquet. The public can view these items this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the old H.B. Williamson building located at the end of Summit Street in Wayne City. The Jeff Fireman's annual chicken barbecue dinner will be this Sunday, March the 11th. Serving will start at 11 a.m. The menu will include barbecue chicken, baked potato, green beans, corn, slaw, rolls, dessert, and drink. Carryouts will be available. The price is by donation, with all the proceeds to be used for new fire equipment. The meal, of course, will be served at the Jeff Firehouse. Kindergarten registration for the Mount Airy School will be held on Monday, March 19th from 3 to 5 p.m. This registration is for all students who will be entering kindergarten in the fall at Mount Airy School. In order to enroll in kindergarten, a child must be 5 years old by September the 1st this year. You need to bring a certified copy of your child's birth certificate from the courthouse and your child's Social Security card or number. Immunization records, eye exam, dental exam, and verification of lead screenings are necessary by the first day of school. The registration will consist of processing that paperwork and touring the kindergarten classroom. The school nurse will also be available to chat with parents. In order to cut down on waiting time, you can call the school office at 854-2611 to make an appointment to register your child for kindergarten. Again, that's at Mount Airy. A good crowd attended a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week at Born Again Nail and Waxing Service, located at 108 Southeast 3rd Street in Fairfield. The owner is Kelly Vaughn. For more information about this business, contact them on their Facebook page, Born Again Nail and Waxing Services. Persons who will become 65 years of age during this year should make application for homestead exemption in the Wayne County Supervisor of Assessments Office. You need to do that before July 1st. Bring the deed to your property while making application. Persons wishing to apply for the Senior Citizens Assessment Freeze Homestead Exemption for taxable year 2018 requiring 2017 income need to be making application in the Supervisor of Assessments Office also before July 1st. The total household income limit has increased to $65,000 for 2017 income. And persons wishing to apply for disabled persons, returning veterans, and disabled veterans homestead exemption for the taxable year 2018 need to make application in the Supervisor of Assessments Office again no later than July 1st. Disability verification will be required when making application. Fairfield Rural Fire Department's annual fish fry is coming up on Friday, March 16th. That lunch will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Supper from 4 to 7 p.m. The menu will include all-you-can-eat catfish, hush puppies, tater wedges, coleslaw, and a drink. Price is $10 for adults, $5 for kids. Fairfield Memorial Hospital is going to be holding a book fair on Monday, March 26th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the community education room. Everybody's invited to come out and pick from hundreds of new books and gifts of up to 70% off. It'll be an opportunity to find special items for those Easter baskets, graduation, Mother's Day, and a lot more. 20% of all the proceeds from your purchases at the book fair will be donated to the Hospital Foundation and the Skill Care Unit to help fund activities for the residents. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped their offering $1.25 a barrel today. They're paying $54.25 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 81-year-old Carmi resident Bernice Earl, Germany, died Sunday at his home. He was a retired truck driver. He survived by a daughter, Melinda Barron, and Kay Harrington, a son, Jamie Germany, and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. No local services will be held for Earl Germany. A private family burial will take place at a later date. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home of Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 78-year-old Albion resident Faye Wood died Sunday at Wabash Christian Village in Carmi. She'd worked at Johnny Manufacturing in Albion, then retired from Champion Laboratory. She was a member of the First Baptist Church. Funeral services for Faye Wood will be 12 noon today at Nails Funeral Home in Albion with burial in Graceland Cemetery at Albion. Visitation for Faye Wood will be 10 o'clock this morning till the time of service at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to First Baptist Church senior adult class and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Albion. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Marion R. Brown died at 6:29 p.m. Tuesday at Berg House Assisted Living in Flora. A U.S. Army veteran, he'd been owner of Brown Electric for over 45 years. He was past American Legion commander and was a member of the VFW, Shriners, and Fairfield Masonic Lodge. Survivors include a son, Del Ray Brown of Clearwater, Florida, a son-in-law, Daryl Thomason of Fairfield, two daughters, Tessa Brown and companion Brian Dow of Flora, and Debbie and husband David Cox of Newton, Illinois, two stepdaughters, Brandy Beeson of Fairfield and Sarah Robbins of Fairfield, a sister, Alice Mae Straub of Fairfield, four grandchildren, Carissa Cox, Lacey Thomason, Ashley Wilkins, and Gabrielle Anderson, seven step-grandchildren and four great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Marion R. Brown will be 10:30 Saturday morning at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial at Maple Hill Cemetery with military honors performed by the American Legion Post 176 and VFW Post 4535. Visitation for Marion Brown will be 4 till 7 Friday evening at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Memorials may be made to the American Legion or VFW and will be accepted at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. Steve Edward Gunn, 61, of Kingston, North Carolina, formerly of Grayville, died January 24th. He was a graduate of Grayville High School and Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, and he received his bachelor's and master's degree from Eastern Illinois University. He taught school in Lawrenceville and also served as an assistant football coach. He then enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps, attaining the rank of captain before leaving after 12 years of service. After military service, he was operations manager for DHL Express Shipping until his illness, Alzheimer's, forced his retirement. Graveside services with military rites for Steve Edward Gunn will be 1 o'clock this Sunday at Oak Grove Cemetery at Grayville. There will be no prior visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Then there will be a celebration of Steve's life at the VFW building in Grayville. Again, that graveside service, 1 o'clock Sunday. Memorials may be made to the Alzheimer's Association and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Grayville, which is in charge of all the arrangements. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Do you have Medicare? If so, did you know that if you have had Medicare for over 1 year, you qualify for a free preventative annual screening with any of the Horizon Healthcare providers? Horizon Healthcare offers free wellness screenings that are done once a year to establish a baseline for cognitive, visual, and physical health. These screenings can be completed year after year to track your overall wellness. It is your chance to have a knowledgeable provider at Horizon Healthcare review many of the natural health risks that occur within the Medicare population. Horizon Healthcare providers will also provide guidance with your individual screening results and discuss available options to maintain overall wellness. This includes cognitive screening, fall prevention, nutrition, weight management, physical activity, tobacco cessation, blood pressure, activities of daily living, and more. Medicare pays 100% of your visit to see a Horizon Healthcare provider. Call Horizon Healthcare to schedule your free Medicare wellness screening at 842-4617. Horizon Healthcare. Caring through a lifetime.
Time for a Thursday check of sports. Junior high volleyball action from yesterday. Varsity match, Center Street defeats Sisney. In the JV contest, it was Sisney over Center Street. Sisney Hustle Award went to Lexi Weber and Abigail Biggs. Major League Baseball spring training action. Cardinals over Washington 4-3, Cubs 11, Cleveland 6, and the White Sox over Cincinnati 14-12. In the NBA, Utah beats the Pacers 104-84, and the Bulls win 119-110 over Memphis. Several area players will compete in the country financial three-point showdown at the Class 1A and 2A state tournament in Peoria. Jordan Hosick of Sisney, Clinton Richardson of NCOE, Seth Nix of Odin, and Blake McKay of Woodlawn will shoot in the 1A preliminaries tonight. Brayton Peterson of Mount Carmel, Chase Selby of Johnston City, Cole Powell of Lawrenceville, and Carson Butts of Harrisburg will shoot in 2A. On the schedule today in Major League Baseball, Cardinals take on Miami. White Sox have a split squad game against Kansas City and also a game against Texas. And the Cubs take on San Diego. In the NHL, Blackhawks take on Carolina. Blues are in San Jose. And we've got Frontier Community College Baseball tomorrow on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM and online at NetworkOneSports.com. The Bobcats will take on Albany Central College at 12 noon at FNB Field tomorrow. You can hear that game, as I said, on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. That is a check of sports. Partly cloudy skies today with a high 40. Tonight, clear skies, low 25. Cloudy skies, high 45 tomorrow. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, high 55. Partly cloudy, 45 on Sunday. And for Monday, partly cloudy with a high 50.